Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer portion, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I now turn today's meeting over to Raul Rosario. You may now begin, sir.
Good afternoon. I am Raul Rosario, Division Director for Computing and Communication Foundations at the National Science Foundation. With me here today are Tracy Kimbrell, Todd Lee, and Bala Kalyanasundaram. On behalf of all of us, it is my pleasure to welcome you to this webinar about our new program solicitation called Algorithms in the Field, or AITF. AITF builds on NSF's long history of support for transformative research that advances the design and analysis of algorithms. This research has been characterized by algorithmic thinking and has often been accompanied by rigorous mathematical analysis. Today, we are witnessing communication and computation technologies that permeate nearly all aspects of our daily lives, from interoperable medical devices to the smart grid to driverless cars to trustworthy financial systems. These systems are all rooted in computer code and more specifically in the algorithms that underlie such code. These algorithms help solve a whole host of complex problems that can range from large-scale multimodal searches to efficiently populating data structures and databases to sophisticated numerical computations. They span a wide variety of available computing devices, from tiny sensors, cell phones, and GPS-based navigational aids to supercomputers and warehouse-scale data centers for cloud computing. They are critical to many academic disciplines, to industry, and to government. Our goal with the AITF solicitation is to bridge the gap between theory and practice in the design, implementation, and evaluation of these critical systems and applications, specifically by encouraging closer collaboration between the two groups of researchers, those working on algorithms and those working in the field. In particular, this solicitation aims to foster collaborations between theoretical computer science researchers who focus on the design and analysis of algorithms for various computational models, and applied researchers, including a combination of systems and domain experts, who focus on the particular design constraints of applications on their computing devices. We anticipate that bridging the gap between these research communities will lead to the design, analysis, implementation, and evaluation of novel algorithms in use that will in turn catalyze cutting-edge applications for advanced networking, machine learning, data analytics, cyber-physical systems, cyber-human systems, and beyond. By working jointly in the field, researchers from these different communities will continually inform one another, innovate in their respective areas, and pioneer algorithms that will give rise to entirely new fields. We look forward to bold new ideas from the community and as we aim to address new and emerging demands on the theoretical foundations of computing. Let me just take a moment to thank my colleagues here at NSF, including Tracy Kimbrell, Todd Lee, Bala Kalyanasundaram, and Tyaga Nandagopal for their leadership and for facilitating this effort. Let me now turn things over to Tracy, who will walk you through the details of the program solicitation and answer any questions you might have. Tracy.
Good afternoon. I'm Tracy Kimbrell, and I'm the lead program director managing the program Algorithms in the Field, or AITF. And in this webcast, I'll give a brief overview of the program and some of the most important things you need to know about submitting a proposal. Here's the agenda for today's short presentation. I'll start with a brief overview of the AITF program. Next, I'll cover some important aspects of the solicitation, including the types of award to be made, submission requirements, and, of course, the deadline. I'll cover a few frequently asked questions, and finally, I'll invite further in questions from the audience and answer them with some help from my colleagues. As Rob mentioned, algorithms in the field encourages closer collaboration between two groups of researchers. First, theoretical computer science researchers who focus on the design and analysis of provably efficient and provably accurate algorithms for various computational models. And second, applied researchers, including a combination of systems and domain experts who focus on the particular design constraints of applications, computing devices, or computer systems. Each proposal must have at least one co-PI interested in theoretical computer science and one interested in any of the other areas typically supported by the Directorate for Computer Science and Engineering. Proposals are expected to address the dissemination of both the algorithmic contributions and the resulting applications, tools, languages, compilers, libraries, architectures, systems, data, etc. Here are some highlights from the AICF solicitation. Please note that while I'm spotlighting key pieces of information you need to know in order to submit a proposal, this is not a substitute for reading the full solicitation. You can easily find the solicitation by using the search string NSF space AICF. There are two types of proposals called full-size and exploratory. Full-size proposals can request up to $800,000 and span up to 4 years. Exploratory projects are smaller. These are intended to support preliminary work or work in its early stages on untested but potentially transformative research ideas or approaches. We expect to make around 9 to 12 full-size awards of up to $800,000 and 3 to 6 exploratory awards of up to $400,000 subject to availability of funds. Both types of proposals are due February 9th. As mentioned previously, each proposal must have two or more PIs bringing different skills to the project because the aim of the program is to support collaborations. There's a limit for the number of proposals per PI or co-PI. An investigator may participate as PI, co-PI, or senior personnel in no more than two proposals submitted in response to this solicitation. There are three types of supplementary documentation required. First is the collaboration plan, which I'll describe in more detail in just a moment. Next is the data management plan. This is where you should discuss any planned release of applications, tools, languages, compilers, libraries, architectures, systems, data, and so on, which we encourage. And finally, there's the postdoc mentoring plan, which is required in any proposal that includes funds for a postdoc. Each proposal is required to have a collaboration plan as a separate supplementary document, which must describe the backgrounds and expertise of the PIs and how the PIs plan to collaborate. The document will be evaluated by the panelists or reviewers as part of the proposal review process. It's up to the proposers to make the argument that they provide distinct expertise in this section. If the collaboration plan is missing, your proposal will be returned without review. Now I'd like to invite questions from the audience. The slides and the script for this our webcast, as well as an audio recording, will be available via the NSF events webpage. I've also listed the email addresses for the program officers if you'd like to follow up with a question via email. While we wait for questions to come in over the phone, I'll answer some frequently asked questions about the ADEF program. The first question is, how can I tell whether my proposed research is a good fit for the program? As mentioned previously, each proposal is required to have two or more PIs providing different expertise. One must be a researcher interested in theoretical computer science, and one in any of the other areas supported by the Directorate for Computer and Information Science and Engineering. Although we give some examples of possible field areas in the solicitation for illustration, these are not exhaustive. We purposely avoid defining field or providing a list of targeted fields. The next question is, should I discuss my proposal with NSF program directors? Yes, we encourage you to discuss planned proposals with program directors to help determine fit to the program. We ask that you refrain from scheduling separate meetings or calls with multiple program directors. Once submitted, the substance of proposals will not be discussed by NSF program directors, as this would constitute unfair competition or the perception thereof. Next question is, do AITF proposals count against the size core program limits on the number of proposals allowed per year? The answer is no, but there is an AITF program limit. No one can be PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on more than two AITF proposals. And now, ask the operator, do we have any questions on the phone?
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. At the moment, we do not have any questions on the phone. Well, we have no questions at this time on the phone. Oh, we just got a question. It's from Grant. Go ahead, University of Michigan.
My question might be a little specific, but I hope it helps other people. I'm studying social networks, and we're wondering if sociologists would count as kind of an area of expertise. Their technical skills are not different from ours, but they do offer field knowledge, and these would be sociologists that have used kind of big data approaches before.
So I'm unclear on what, when you say that their technical skills are not different.
They can't use big computer systems any better than us. Like they don't offer additional computer science skills.
Okay, so yeah, sure. I think that's definitely in scope. So our former assistant director Farnam Jahanian used to be really proud of a chart that he had that showed how much of our funding went to computer science and computer engineering departments and how much went to other departments like sociology and economics and biology and everything else. And the number was pretty large. That it was like 20% or more went outside computer science. And so definitely those things are supported by size.
Thanks.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, thanks. Perfect.
Yeah. At this time, we have no other further question at the moment.
Bei Wang.
Go ahead with your question.
Hi. So I also have a specific question that regarding domain scientists, whether they can serve as the co-PI on this proposal. The particular field we're talking about is in ocean science, where they have a particular type of ocean simulation data set that they're interested in analyzing. And traditionally, there has been computer science-oriented algorithms that is used in the analysis as well as visualization. So the question is whether domain scientists who understand sort of the benefit of data analysis techniques would be appropriate to serve as co-PI in this call, or they are better off serving as senior personnel.
So as long as there's one co-PI that's, you know, outside theoretical computer science, then I don't know if it makes too much difference if anybody else is co-PI or senior personnel, just for the requirements of having two co-PIs. And as long as there's a computational problem, and it's not purely a domain science research effort, and there's some computational problem that requires a collaboration between different people, including theoretical computer scientists, then that's in scope for the program.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Ralph. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. How does the National Science Foundation support research from industry? In particular, I'm seeking funding to cover my hours rather than seeking a course release or summer support. Thank you.
So there's information about this in the grant proposal guide. And the short answer is that there's a somewhat higher bar than for academic institutions, but it's allowed. And I refer you to the grant proposal guide. So this is something general for all of NSF and not just specifically for this program, but it's certainly in there. So please read the grant proposal guide. And if you have further questions, please go ahead and email and I can get into more detail for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're going to Oliver, go ahead.
Hi. My question has to do with cross-cutting fields, which include both theory and systems extremes, in my case, databases. Are those kinds of projects that include kind of elements of both extremes in scope?
Of both extreme what, sorry?
So, for example, databases has a very active theory community, database theory community, through the PODS conference and EDBT, and then a very active systems community through ICDE, Sigma, and CIDR. Are collaborations between PIs at either at both ends of the spectrum considered in scope?
Yes. So I think as long as there's an aspect of rigorous analysis of computational resources to solve a problem or used by a particular algorithm, and something else that meets the requirement for the two PIs that we're looking for.
Great, thank you.
Our next question then comes from Gary. Go ahead.
Hi. My question, again, has to do with the same topic. Computational biology would fit the description, of, at least based on the terms you've specified. However, computational biology has its own separate funding program. Is it still an acceptable area of research with somebody who has, who's on, let's say, two sides of the spectrum in terms of having biological skills versus computational skills?
Certainly. So biology is, you're right, we have computational biology supported by both science and by biology, and then there's the Algorithmic Foundations program that I'm from, and it won't be the first time that there's been interaction between these programs or... And of course, between PIs working in these areas, but it's certainly one of the many, many types of collaborations that we're intending to support here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the Vanderbilt University. They did not give their name. Are you muted on your end?
Sorry, Eugene Verbaychuk. I was muted.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
So how do you define theoretical computer science for the purposes of this call? I mean, just to give a concrete example, a lot of people who publish in, say, AAAI or KDD straddle the line between application and theoretical, applied and theoretical work. So how do you qualify, let's say, that two PIs are sufficiently come from sufficiently different areas, let's say, maybe one AI and one from theoretical computer science? Thanks.
So I'm going to repeat the, you know, I had scribbled down a definition just for this purpose. Rigorous, non-trivial, of course, analysis of computational resources used by an algorithm or the resources required to be by any algorithm for a particular problem, that's sort of our idea of the theory side. And then anything that's not that would meet the requirement for the other side.
Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions.
Okay, if there are no more questions, that brings us to the conclusion of the webinar. The slides and the script for this webcast, as well as an audio recording, will be available via the NSF events webpage. The URL is shown. And the email addresses of the program directors are also shown, along with the size divisions that they belong to. If you can't determine which one to contact based on the division or the core programs that they manage, just contact me, Tracy Kimbrell, as listed in the first bullet. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our call for today. You may disconnect at this time.